Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. I can't even hear myself on that one. Hour number three.
Yeah.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. If there is going to be one gun that is out there that's identified with the United States, it would be the 1911. And to that end, it is my pleasure to host this version of 1911 University with the guy who originated the concept, and that being Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Good afternoon, sir.
What's happening?
I started the show with our buddy Fisher because did you see all of his Instagram stuff regarding his overnight snowbound adventure?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to hear about that because, you know, I that kind of stuff interests me, and I talk about being prepared and in the event of this or in the event of that, and he took it a step further and just went out there to see if he was.
Sure, absolutely.
So, and he went out in a truck. Well, you don't think the trucks we drive are actually real trucks, though, do you?
No, no. It doesn't have a diesel.
Right.
36-inch tires on it. It's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It is. We were actually just having this conversation, me and a friend of mine yesterday. You know, he's like, you still got the 350? And I said, well, of course I have the 350. And I also have a 79 Ford F-100, you know, just for tinkering around. But, and we got a 4Runner, you know. But the thing is, there are times when, well, this is what I've learned in this area. People around me, farmers and ranchers and whatnot, if I need to borrow something, they're very generous. Oh, you need to borrow a skid loader? You know, yeah, sure, come get it. Oh, you need to borrow a trailer? Yeah, come get it, no problem. You need to borrow a tractor? Yeah, come over and get it. I'll bring it to you. You need to borrow a truck? Hey, get the heck out of here. I can't loan you my truck. So, but the thing is, you can't tow a skid loader or a big trailer or a tractor with a little truck. It's impossible.
Right.
You know, you'll just burn it up. You'll burn the transmission up. And so that is why I still have the F-350, because there are several times a year where I'm like, man, I need to borrow that guy's skid loader to do something in the woods or, you know, take some trees down or something, and I got to go get it. And he's more than willing to let me borrow it, but I got to have a way to get it here. And you know, as much as I would love, you know, my dream truck is a 2001 Toyota Tundra TRD 4x4, but I can't do some of the stuff I need to do with that pickup truck.
Right.
So I'll settle for the Sequoia. You know.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. So
yeah, but he got stuck good, didn't he? He got real good stuck.
He got real good stuck, and you know, with Steve now. I think in order to handicap his next, because he said that he's going to go and try it again, because when he started shoveling something, he wasn't happy with his cardiovascular conditioning.
Right.
So, to that end, when he goes the next time, I think we should handicap him and not let him take any monster drinks.
Or just not let him take a shovel. See, that's a real handicap. Oh, you're stuck. You're going to shovel out. Cool. No shovel for you.
No shovel. Okay. Anyway. Have you gotten your pond? Is your water? Have you added water to your pond just yet?
No, not yet. I got a little bit more manicuring I'm going to do around it and tamping down a little bit. But it's dug. I haven't actually been out there in 3 days because today the high was like 8 degrees. Yesterday the high was like 5. The day before the high was like 13. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going outside. I don't have to.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay here.
You want to know what the high was here today?
86.
73.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty good.
I was enjoying it quite a bit.
I got a buddy of mine that's down on the coast of South Carolina. He sent me a picture of his thermometer this morning and his truck was 86. That's why I guessed that.
Well, he's down with the further south you go, the further southeast you go in South Carolina, the worse the heat becomes and the worse the humidity becomes.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's terrible down there.
Yep,
terrible.
So, on the one hand, it's yeah, very close, very near to it, but in any event, I don't have to worry about driving around the Michigan, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, or Nebraska for that matter. Before we move into guns or anything, and then what little time we have remaining, Nebraska is trying to become a constitutional carry state, huh?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Our governor is about to be gone because he served his terms, and that dip dude has had two or three, I don't know how many terms they're allowed to serve, two or three terms to get this done. And he hadn't been able to get it done yet. And so now we've got we have a unicameral. We don't have a bicameral. We're the only state in the nation that has one house for the legislature. That's it.
Right.
And it's mixed. You know, there's some Republicans and there's some idiots. And so he finally got somebody in the unicameral who has a set of cojones that can stand up to everybody because he's a bona fide war hero.
Right.
And this guy was like, you know what we need in Nebraska? We need constitutional carry. And all the idiots are like, aah! And all the Republicans are like, ooh, I don't know if we can get that passed. And the governor's like, if y'all just pass it, I'll sign it before I leave. So we're all praying that the idiots stay home because they're afraid of corona or cold or the Ukrainian war or whatever. And the Republicans can just get this done, so the governor will sign it. It would be a wonderful thing.
As he heads for the door.
Because concealed carry permits are taxation, and taxation is theft.
See, I just had Keita Bussey on the show, and Keita's been sort of waxing political here lately, so she wanted to talk about the Ukraine thing. And well, you know, there's not too much to that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we don't have a dog in that fight. So we don't have a dog in any military fight right now because of Biden and the DOJ. Mm-hmm. Right? We're not the DOD because they've taken us out of contention.
I bet you right about now we're wishing we could find 3,000 Humvees and 100 attack helicopters.
Oh, you mean all that stuff we left in Afghanistan? Anyway, yeah.
Just saying.
We're coming up on the first break. Joe's company is called Chambers Custom. Chambers Custom has a core group of three gunsmiths and Joe. These three gunsmiths put out the best 1911/2011/2019 platform out there today. What you're getting is a bargain when you buy one of these guns because it's going to do everything it's advertised to do every time it's advertised to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis. DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, that's 1911 University from Chambers Custom. Now, since you guys are operating out in Nebraska and everything, I imagine you get out there and do a little bit of testing in some really cold temperatures, yeah?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. So with that, when you're out there and you're looking at these things, for somebody who wanted to carry one of your guns out there, what would you recommend to them if they're going to be like Steve in the middle of somewhere where they're broken down? They're going to be, you know, they may be able to be in a truck where they can maintain the temperature and everything, but if they actually have to get out there and go outside and use a gun, well, you know, it's going to be at least susceptible. It's going to be being hit by the cold, at the very least. What kind of lubrication do you want to do? How often do you want to do it? Give me a little insight.
The thinnest oil that you can find. You know, actually, there's a guy on one of the forums I recently found. He got a gun from us. I can't remember if it was a fat NF or just a regular WMG, and he decided to test it himself. He didn't call me and tell me about it or nothing. He just did this, which is cool. You know, it means it's totally unbiased. But he lives in Minnesota. And so he says, I'm doing these tests and I'm leaving the gun out overnight in sub-zero temperatures and then shooting 40 rounds through it. And so he goes through this long protracted thread that he wrote up, which is really informative and good. I mean, none of this is stuff that I haven't done before, but it was nice to see somebody else doing it with their own gun. And, he leaves the gun out overnight. In the snow, it's snowing, right? It's like blizzard. And then he goes out the next morning, 8 hours later, he picks the gun up, he shakes it off, he puts a magazine in it, well, it had a magazine in it. He racks the gun and he fires 40 rounds, functioned perfectly. And he does this several days in a row with various conditions and various lubrications, and the gun functioned flawlessly. So what that continues to show is, you know, in these kind of conditions, if you have a properly built gun, it ain't going to matter.
I remember
a properly built gun, it's going to matter.
Yeah. I remember a test a long time ago. This is before I ever got into radio or anything else. And this is when I had come out of the military. The first gun I bought out of the military was a Glock 22. Because I came out of the military with this idea that any man's gun is going to have a 4 in front of it on the caliber.
Right.
So I got the Glock 22 and everything else. And I remember a test where they took a 1911, a SIG P226, a bunch of other guns, and a Glock, and they froze them in a block of ice and then broke them out to see if they would still function. And the only two guns it did was the 1911 and the Glock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it intrigued me about the 1911 because the 1911 has more moving parts.
Right.
But also, the thing about people that run 1911s, they have to have been doing it for so long, because it's been a part of a lot of people's lives for a very long time. I would imagine that the art of carrying it in an effective mode has been perfected by the people that carry them.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I certainly think so. I think... You know, I hear often, well, I wouldn't carry a 1911 because it's got a thumb safety, and that's a learning curve. Not really. Spend about 15 minutes a day for a week drawing an empty gun with the thumb safety engaged and taking the thumb safety off and dry firing, and you'll be over that. I think most of us that are carrying 1911s for a living or carrying 1911s, you know, on a daily, we pretty much understand what it's about.
Isn't that sort of a silly thing, though? Because everybody now wants to carry a retention holster, which has a number of mechanisms you have to activate just to get the gun out of the holster. I mean, if you can do that, surely you can flip off a thumb safety as you're pulling it out, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly my thought.
The other part about it that makes me interested is I'm not in a position to where I have to carry a gun and worry about retention. My knees are shot, so I'm never going to be running from anybody. My gun doesn't show, so even when I'm wearing outside the waistband, I can have the top open. I don't need to worry about all of those retention holsters. They're cool looking, though. They're really cool looking. I love the way they mount those things like 3 feet away from the body so you can draw and not hit your gear.
Well, most of those are set up for duty purposes.
Right.
You know, and when I take if I go take a class from somebody, I wear my belt rig with my duty holster on it. And I take the class with that, unless it's a concealed carry class. Like last year, we took a Jared Reston class. It was a concealed carry class, and so we carried concealed. But most of my training classes that I go to with Chuck or Steve or Jared or whoever are classes where I'm working on speed and accuracy, handgun proficiency. Not concealment.
Right.
And so I want a rig, if you will. I want a piece of gear that's going to give me the most benefits. I don't know if you saw the post that I had made yesterday on social media, but I shared a memory from a couple of years ago when I first got to got to know Chuck Pressburg, and he had said this. He says, let me find it. I'll quote it to you.
Well,
gunfights are.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Make it fast. Coming up on the break.
All gunfights are open division events where all participants shoot whatever gun they have. That's kind of the beauty of personal freedom from firearms restrictions. You will be measured in mortal combat by not only your personal skill set, but your choice of equipment. Choose wisely.
You can find Joe's stuff. You can follow him on Instagram, where you can see the story of a gun being built sometimes. Instagram Chambers Custom. You can look for the other guys. Look for Eric. Look for Brandon. I don't know if the kid has his own yet. Would he be under the kid? We'll figure that out later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Now that Russia has started a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Fox News, this didn't have to happen.
Vladimir Putin didn't change. American leadership changed. And the sanctions I've seen so far, heck, one of the two banks they sanctioned, a bank called VEB, was already under sanctions. I promise you, Putin saw that, and what he reads in that is green light. President Biden needs to get back out in front of this, reestablish deterrence, and demand that our European partners do exactly the same thing.
Just today, at least 60 people have already been killed in Russia's attack on Ukraine, according to an advisor to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky.
The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits fell to a 52-year low after another decline in jobless aid applications last week. Jobless claims fell by 17,000 to 232,000, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News. More bad news for the Biden administration on the economy. The poverty rate for children in the U.S. has now surged since monthly government checks from the expanded child tax credit ended in December, according to a new study from Columbia University. An additional 3.7 million children slipped into poverty in January, pushing the national child poverty rate to over 17% compared to 12.1% in December, the highest poverty rate for kids since 2016. A total 12.6 million children are now living below the poverty line. U.S. auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that the automatic emergency braking systems on more than 1.7 million newer Hondas can stop the vehicles for no reason. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has over 280 complaints that the problem can happen in 2017 through 2019 CRV SUVs and 2018 and 19 Accord sedans. The agency announced the probe on its website. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Joe, are you aware of Super Dave Harrington? Do you know him? Say again.
Yes, I know him.
So the other day, according to Super Dave, the best gun out there, bar none, if you can afford it, is a 2011, which, of course, I have a 2019. But to this end, he has something he calls the Super Dave rig, which Super Dave is sort of, he and Pressburg, I'm sure, Pressburg, Rustin, and Steve, they're all of the same mindset when it comes to carrying a gun. However, he does it a little further down the road because his rig, his daily carry rig, and he has switched. The gun he carries is actually a Glock 45, and he says he does that because most of his students can afford it. Right?
Yeah.
However, his rig that he has set up, that I bought a copy of, is the holster, which is most people would refer to this as a speed scabbard. You know, I mean, it's very minimalist and everything else. And 7 magazine holders.
And yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, he walks around daily with 7 magazines on him.
Yeah, cool.
Well, actually, 6.
He also had to have double hip replacement or knee replacement, didn't he?
Well, he has double. Well, I mean, that's not from what he's carrying, Joe. I mean, he jumped out of airplanes that were still running. That's perfectly running airplanes. That's what calls that stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, let me let me put 14 pounds of gear on my hips all day long every day, and yeah.
He's only had one hip.
Only one. Okay. I mean, here's the thing: carry what you want to carry, however much ammo you want. Might there be a time in this country where you have to walk around with bandoliers of ammo on? Maybe. You know, is that time currently? No. Nah. And, you know, when we were sitting there with John Farnham, me and you, and John Farnham, the great John Farnham. I mean, you think that dude walks around with 7 high cap mags every day? No.
But he walks around with an AR-15 with him everywhere. And he does have a secondary pistol. But, I mean, he's like, I carry 2 magazines, and I don't intend to use those very much because I'm going to be using the rifle.
Yeah, I doubt very seriously that John Farnham is walking around with an AR-15 in the Kroger with it slung over his shoulder.
Very likely not.
Come on, Bill.
Very likely not. But he does travel with one everywhere he goes. He does travel with one everywhere he goes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I go to Lincoln, I take an M16. Okay, yeah, cool.
What I'm saying is that you were talking about there may come a time where we might have to walk around with bandoliers and that kind of thing. And that's where Farnham's body count would go wild because everybody would be looking at him like, wow, look at that kindly grandfather up there. What's that he got in his hands?
Right.
Why is it flashing at us? Ow, ow, oh.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Joe and I met John in 2020 at SHOT Show. I had never met him myself, and he comes to the booth to sit down. And would you consider yourself to be sort of a non-fanboy type?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not impressed by anybody. John Farnham, we were fanboying over John Farnham.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, man. I mean,
I still got the picture of me, you, and him hanging on my wall.
Oh, that's awesome. You should send that to me. I'd like to put it up.
I'll send you a copy of that. I will send you a copy of that picture of me, you, and John. Anyway, what I'm thinking about doing, though, with this idea of this rig, right? Now, carrying MBX magazine, or is it MBX or MDX? Carrying the magazines that you recommend for the working man guns would be very, very heavy. But I'm going to see if he can build me a derivative of the Super Dave rig with 3 magazine carriers and that particular holster because I'm supporting all of this with a Mean Gene leather belt. And I mean, you can support like a skyscraper with a Mean Gene leather belt. He's like, I like to make them sort of stiff. No kidding.
Yeah, I've got mine on right now. It's a double layer.
Yeah.
It's double layer with a plastic insert. And, I mean, the thing will, you can almost use it as a sword.
Yep.
I mean, I guarantee you, if I started whooping somebody with it, they would know I was whooping on them.
Yeah. I mean, the way my rig is set up, if I'm carrying whatever I'm carrying, if I travel, I don't even have I used to carry a chest rig. Uh-huh. Now I've just got this bag that like straps onto my side like a bandolier that holds magazines and other guns and other magazines and, you know, my Starbucks gold card, all my things I'm going to need in the epoxy clips. It's okay to chuckle at that one if you like to, Joe. I don't mind. I'm thinking down the road. See, I'm very interested to see how much this single stack 45 weighs when it's finally done.
What weighs more than you think it does.
Is it going to weigh as much as a double stack fat WMTC loaded?
They're very close.
Really?
Yeah, they're very close. That's the misconception that people have for some reason is they don't realize, that. The ammo in a wide body makes up for all the weight savings you may have because it's a commander or because it has a polymer body, polymer grip frame. Okay, you're going to carry 3 times as much ammo. That's three times as much weight. So all the weight savings that you had, poof, gone. One day in the shop here, we were goofing around and we weighed a bunch of guns. And, you know, if you want the ultimate lightest weight carry option available, you know, what you want is you want an aluminum framed 38 Super 9mm bobtail commander. That's what you want. I mean, that's a suit for and what I mean by like the best option. You could do an officer's model or you could do a CCO, but you're going to sacrifice potentially, you're going to sacrifice some accuracy and reliability out of having a much, much shorter gun like that. Whereas, you know, with the commander, you don't have all those issues. So if you go with an aluminum bobtail frame gun, and I've only built a couple of them over the years, but the ones I've built, you know, the guys that have them just love them to death because they're amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, I see nothing wrong with carrying the WMGC as a carry gun, despite its weight. And now that I have the Mean Gene leather belt, I'm looking for a more of a concealable holster. I have that holster I got from the other place that you and I mutually tried to get one from, and I actually got it. That's not a concealable holster, so I need to find a concealable holster for that. We're coming up on the last break. For those of you that are interested in what Joe does, you can check him out on his Patreon. And, I mean, he does some really good stuff on his Patreon. And it's eye-opening. If you were to go watch his Patreon, you would change your whole mind about the entirety of the custom 1911-2011 business. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. And I know this is 1911 University, but have you managed to do any stuff with your lever gun yet since last time we spoke?
Nope. It's sitting in the house in the corner where it's nice and handy.
Yep. I guess with the 45-70, it's sort of like the, you know, Johnny Dangerously, what was that guy's name that had the 88 Magnum, Joe Piscopo's character? It'll go through his body and through the tree, through the school next door, that kind of thing, yeah.
Right.
I don't know what the what is the penetration power of a 45-70?
Yes.
That's the penetration power, yes?
Yeah, I think it pretty much will go through anything that you can plan on shooting it on.
Now, but this is not a very good gun at distance, is it? Or that round, is it?
I mean, out to probably, I don't know. So here's the deal. You know, them dudes back in the 1800s were whacking buffaloes at long distance with 45-70.
Right.
We're talking 400-600 yards. That's a poke.
Yep.
You know, now I think effective distance modern day use, 150 to 300 is probably about where you're at.
Right.
But yeah, 150 and in, my gosh. Do you want to absolutely separate something from its soul? Shoot with a 45-70. Because it's gonna separate it from its soul.
Have you found I know that you said you had found some 45-70. Have you found yourself a good, decent source of ammo for it?
No, not yet. I'm still waiting on that. But I'm sure it'll come around. In the meantime, I got 300 pieces of once-fired brass to shoot, so.
You got the primers? I don't know what to make of that laugh.
Did Bill Clinton serve 2 presidents, 2 terms in the White House?
Yes, it did. So you got the primers. Okay, well, hey, if you've got the primers and the brass, hey, you're about ready to go to town.
Yep, I got primers, brass, bullets, and powder. And I even got dyes. I just have to get around to getting some time to load it.
That's the problem when you are the exclusive shop that you are. I had talked to your pal with the high end Glocks.
Well, yeah, I saw him yesterday.
I was just thinking that for you guys that get out there that come up with this concept and everything, this idea of what it is you're trying to do, what it is you're trying to put together and everything else, I was just thinking that it must be sort of you don't care how many guns you put out per year, do you?
Nah.
All you care about is that the guns that you do put out meet a standard that you have set.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would imagine that your pal does too. I mean, he was telling me about, because I had a few misconceptions about it. I don't know anything about the gun except what I have seen you do when you shoot. And I was impressed. I was impressed that you were impressed. I mean, that's the other part of it. But I did not realize the gun was a metal frame.
Yeah, it's a metal frame, and it's a pretty impressive gun. I enjoyed shooting it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know that I'll end up owning one myself, but I enjoy shooting it.
Now, he's only going to build about 40 or 50 guns a year?
Mm-hmm.
Which is about one a week.
Right.
But at the same time, I still hold the big issue in the custom gun game today is that there's some people with standards and there's some that are not, and a lot of them don't have standards, do they?
Oh, they have standards. They're different than mine.
Yeah, well, they're different.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's the problem, though, isn't it? That's the problem. When you get out there and you're not going to consistently stick something out there that is going to be what you advertise it to be, which, if somebody's spending $5,000-$6,000 on a gun, I would expect it to, at the very least, shoot every time I pull the trigger.
Correct.
Now, you find sometimes that is not the case, yeah?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, sometimes the quality is all over the place.
Right.
But then sometimes it's pretty good. You know, I mean, I got two guns in that I just did reviews on Patreon. I'll shoot the video tonight so I can get them posted this weekend. Both from the same company. It's a company out of Arkansas that is not a company that I've reviewed before publicly.
Right.
I've seen their guns before. And one of the guns, it was new in the box, and the other one had 150 rounds through it. And the new in the box gun had you know, pretty good numbers all the way around. I was not surprised because I'm familiar with this company in particular, but I was pleased to see that the numbers measured up well. And the other one had 150 rounds through it, and most of the numbers were pretty good. There were some things where I was like, that's a little wild, but you know, the issue that you run into even with those guns is the build philosophy that some people use is not conducive to longevity. So in the case of these guns, they have what I would call a medium hard fit barrel. It's not a true hard fit like other makers out there use, but it's kind of in the middle between what I do and what hard fit barrel companies do. And they use apparently a very soft slide stop because the slide stop on the gun that was shot 150 rounds was beat so badly that there's no barrel fit anymore. And that's unfortunate because the gun probably did have good barrel fit when it was new.
Right.
You know, but because of how they fit the gun and because of the parts choices that they use, it's like, oof. Now it's just so. Great looking guns. The execution of the guns is just beautiful. But the longevity, and maybe they do that on purpose so that, you know, as it loosens up, you can, you know, buy a new slide stop from them or warranty one or whatever and get a new one and get it back to, you know, brand new feel and function and accuracy. But why, when there's other ways where you don't have to do that?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
That's interesting. We will have to converse about that one offline, I guess, something I'm curious now. But, you know, I just think I'm not asking much for them to just, for most of them to adopt a standard where it's going to do what they say it's going to do. And if they say it's a fit barrel, to do a good fit on the barrel, that kind of thing. And, you know, and that's just because I've been spoiled by your stuff. So, you know, your stuff. So. That's my big problem. That's the big issue with all of it. And we're about to run out of time, so maybe the next time we speak, maybe you'll have some water in the pond, some rails on the lever gun, and a few other things and good stuff. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me again, Bill. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.